It's 8:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A blast of winter yesterday and today could help crews working on Colorado's wildfires, but it could create problems for evacuees who rushed out of their homes. Rich Johnson left his home in Estes Park on Friday. He says he's worried about what will happen there between the fire and the freezing temperatures.
So either way, we're coming home to a disaster, whether the house gets burnt or whether the pipes break. Either way, we're in trouble.
In Grand County, the sheriff called on local plumbers to team up with deputies to go and winterize evacuated homes. About 1,000 residents have already signed up for that service. A new affordable housing project in Denver will also be home to a community health center. CPR health reporter John Daly has more.
Construction crews are already making progress on a new 150-unit affordable housing project in the Elyria-Swansea community. That's a largely Latino neighborhood. It'll also be the new home for Clinica Tepeyac, a small community health center that's outgrown its nearby clinic. Jim Garcia, its CEO, says the project is an innovative model to address longstanding health disparities.
This project is an important step in addressing the equity issues that I think we've been hearing about for a long time, but I think have bubbled up to the surface more recently.
More than 70% of neighborhood residents qualify as low income with limited access to healthy food. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The Boulder Valley School District is considering ending its school resource officer program. Here's CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine.
A 40-member equity council began investigating the issue after data showed students of color are suspended or referred to police at higher rates than white students. The council's recommendations include regularly reviewing student discipline data and adding more mental health staff. Students of color and LGBTQ students will give input on what new systems may replace the officers. The school board will lay out its direction for moving forward at Tuesday's meeting. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
11,000 more students took advantage of Colorado's free college application day this month compared to last year. It's the third time all 32 public colleges and universities and several private ones have hosted a free day. Only 56% of Colorado high school seniors go on to a college, university, or certificate program. This is CPR News.